Tantal Audio presents Dire Straits by Helen Harper. Narrated by Saskia Malerveld. Chapter 1 Of Blood and Bonds. I sit in the driver's seat, sipping at my overly sweet and now very cold tea. It's been 47 minutes since Devlin O'Shea entered the house, and I'm starting to get itchy. A few cars have driven up to the crossroads behind me before turning either left or right, but none so much has slowed down. Considering the neighborhood, I'm not surprised at that. In fact, I know that if there were anyone around, they'd be startled to see a lone woman sitting here. This isn't the kind of street where anyone should spend time lingering, let alone someone on their own. I don't feel I have much choice, however. I take my eyes off the peeling green paint on the doorframe and scan ahead. There must be at least 40 more houses in front of me before the road finishes in what I already know to be a dead end. If any of the buildings are occupied, their inhabitants are staying well out of sight. There's not even the barest twitch from any of the dirty curtains hiding the houses' interiors from sight. In front of each dwelling there's a small patch of garden, where the grass, if it can be called that, is either hopelessly overgrown, to the point where you'd need a machete to cut a way through to reach the doors, or blackened and dying. There appears to be no pattern to whether the grass at each house is healthy or diseased, although the fact that the one O'Shea has disappeared into is fronted by deadened blades, rather than a glory of jungle green, seems to make sense. My attention drifts back to his building. There's nothing. No sign of life. I sigh. I'm tempted to fiddle with the radio dial.